I just need to flag real quick that I'll be picking the skin off of my lips for the next 120 minutes. I don't have a choice. So just don't look at me. And also there's huge chunks of skin falling out of my scalp. It's not dandruff. It's sunburn. So just no one look at me. Everyone look at Connor this episode, if you don't mind.
Everyone.
Or head on over to audio.
Look at our pot. Look at the pot.
It's so pretty.
I am getting phone call after phone call today.
Put your phone on the other side of the
room. I know. Well, I need it for my notes. I need it for my notes.
Put it on do not disturb.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Yeah. You know I'm on BNCMAP mode on my phone. Look at these. We got our hug me pot back. That's where my stomach went. My stomach X breast collab.
That was your left. That was your left titty.
Yeah, it was titty X gut collab. And this is Patrick Johnston made us these gorgeous mugs.
Yeah,
too.
Well, let me. I'm gonna use this cup for now, but I cannot wait next week to dive into my Patrick Johnston.
Do you wash
original.
Like silverware and cups and stuff before you use them?
Yeah,
I don't. I'm like disgusting. Truly.
No. You're fine.
Do you wash clothes before you wear them?
Not always.
Me either.
You know, clothes that aren't washed before you wear them fit so good when you don't have a bitch in your ear telling you that's bad.
The only thing I will wash.
It's dirty because someone tried it on? Is that the reason?
Yeah, and just like probably like a lot of other ways it got dirty too.
Like how it got to the facility.
How it got to the facility, etc. The things that happened to it inside of the facility. Things that happened to it once it got in the store.
We really don't have... Isn't it weird every piece of clothing you get is you're kind of like you kind of adopted it even though you shopped it?
Yeah.
Because you got it out of the like from the breeder. Like you got that t-shirt from a breeder. A t-shirt breeder. In a way.
In a way. But then the same could be said for dogs. Because they're all coming from the same place.
I do think, obviously, I'm a big advocate for adoption.
Yeah.
But puppy mills also are like not great living conditions. So I sometimes I'm like, okay, you saved it from the puppy mill, but that's a golden retriever like that, you know?
I'm really confused by puppy mills.
They're bad.
Yeah, no, I know they're bad, but I also, that's considered adoption? No. So
you bought it.
So
but
then,
it's
yeah.
Bad condition.
That's why you don't support it. You shouldn't support it.
I'm having trouble
but
putting it into
words.
But people
are saying they're saving it when they buy it.
I think I'm putting
saying?
Words in their mouth, but I have heard people say that, like, oh, it was bad conditions there.
So I rescued it via purchasing it.
But by purchasing it, I've now paid the puppy breeders' bills so they can continue to have a puppy mill.
Yeah. It's tough either way you look at it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But what do they do? What do puppy mills do with the puppies if they don't sell them?
I don't want to know.
Breed them too?
Yeah, I would assume.
Or put them at the pound?
Yeah, I think they, like, put them down or give them away once they have no use for them. They'll literally like throw them into the lake.
Adopt, don't shop.
On God.
On God.
Yeah.
Me and Max got kicked out of the farmer's market this morning.
I heard.
And it's crazy.
That's insane.
I was finally up. It's so weird. The farmer's market is on Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay.
Tell me no one in your area has a job without telling me no one in your area has a job. 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on a Friday?
I think a lot of people work from home on Fridays. But I don't know why it would start. I guess there are people who wake up.
I've never made it. I honestly drove past it on the way home. And I was like, I'm going today. I'm going to go. I'm going to get my dog and I'm going to get my tote bag and I'm going to head to the farmer's market.
Yeah. What kind of farmer's market is it? Like,
it's an everything market.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was cool.
Do they have the good hummus?
They have dips galore. They have like a bakery. They've got like a really great Peruvian table. They got like a barista area. It's just pretty much
what is Peruvian food?
I don't want to. Guinea pigs. I don't want to like.
They do eat guinea pigs in Peru.
In Peru, right? Okay. And that's Peruvian would be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like really healthy veggies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then what looks to be a fried guinea pig right there on that plate. So I think that.
Holy That is.
Oh, and guinea pig balls. That is a guinea pig. Meatballs. Guinea pig meatballs. What a damn shame. Sorry you had to see that, Brooke.
Damn, that's tough. I am going to be a vegetarian one of these days. I'm going to enter that era. Mark my words.
Oh, that's
lamb. That Lomo, you would like that.
That Lomo saltado looks really good. That's just fried beef. You can't go wrong with fried beef.
Creamy chicken.
Okay, it seems delicious. I would never, because I'm scared that I would end up with a guinea pig on my plate.
That is like so sad. But I guess it's all animals being food is sad, and I continue to eat them, so I should shut up. What's that? That kind of looks good. Stuffed spicy peppers. Maybe you would like that.
My mom makes those.
Yeah, she does.
She takes a bell pepper.
I think you've spoken about those.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're so good. You just take a bell pepper and basically put like taco meat in it, I think, and cheese, and it's delicious.
That's like giving keto. That's something that like that girl would have eaten. You know, the one I'm talking about that ate the like cheese waffles. She was the bell pepper girl. The bell pepper and cream cheese girl.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What?
That was when we had the conversation about that place in called Bruxy that makes waffles sandwiches. Have I talked about those?
I don't know.
Waffle, big waffle, not like a thick waffle, medium.
Oh, medium, yeah. Width. It's a savory waffle.
Yeah, with green eggs and ham. That's what they call it. Mm-hmm. And it's not green eggs. It's just pesto, eggs, ham.
Yeah.
Cheese, syrup. Ooh.
Yeah.
2,500 calories probably.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I might be being scammed by the tattoo removal place. But I don't know. So I'm not ready I'm not ready to take them down yet.
Yeah.
But the sight of my arm right now, I don't know if it's normal. If anyone's gotten that before, laser tattoo removal, like, is it supposed to look at that?
Oh.
Is that, do you think, because this is one of those places, like, I should have gone to the dermatologist to do it or like something like
that. How'd you find this place?
Google.
Mm-hmm. Google.
Google, and also, I'll be honest, targeted Instagram ad. Mm-hmm. It just seemed easy.
Yeah.
And I could make an appointment online. And if I can make an appointment online, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So they had me pay everything up front, which is good. So I don't have the option of going somewhere else now because I'm already a few thousand in the hole.
Oh, then I wouldn't even worry about it.
Yeah. But it's like truly like the most disorganized place that I've ever been to or been in contact with. My appointments both times, but don't worry, they've been able to get me in at the last second both times they forgot my appointment, because guess what, no one else is there. So yay.
It's you and me and our appointments that we make, and like how none of them are at all licensed.
I know,
like, and both doctors I've gone to being completely just like, one was playing Akon Smack That in the waiting room. And I was like assuming I was dying because my back was hurting so bad.
Look at these bloody eyes on my crying heart.
Oh, that's disturbing.
I'm not joking. This hurts. This is the most painful thing that's ever.
At least it's only procedure. So like a bunch of appointments.
It's only till I'm 30.
Mm-hmm. You should just like go rollerblading and fall on that part of your arm so it just scrapes
the skin
off.
I was wondering if you could, if theoretically, if you kind of like took a scalpel and just kind of zhuzhed it out a little.
I think if you took a pumice stone or like a nail file and just kind of every day shaved it down. Because I have had friends before that got tattoos like on their fingers and stuff. And one of them was like worked at a nail salon. Mm-hmm. And her tattoos all went away because she was washing her hands so much.
You're kidding.
Washing her hands.
So I scrub it all night?
I don't want to give you any advice.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you from that one person's experience from high school. Yeah, you should wash it off.
Yeah, and I also shaved half of my eyebrow off today.
What happened?
You're not seeing it, are you?
No, your glasses.
I filled it in with magic marker.
Oh, I was saying your glasses.
Oh no, I filled it in with magic marker. I don't know what happened. I mean, obviously I did
it.
Obviously,
right?
I did it. Yeah. No, but I do it. I don't know if you're supposed to do this, but you know those like derma,
yeah,
whatever blade things?
Yeah.
I just like clean up below my eyebrows with that. like I don't pluck my eyebrows, I don't get them waxed, I just kind of do some cleanup
yeah.
with that device. And I guess I clean up too close to the sun.
You did.
This time.
That's okay.
But I objectively had a horrible day. Shaved my eyebrow off, got lasered to the gods, have had two horrible stomach aches, but I'm in high spirits.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey guys, this episode of Brooke and Connor is sponsored by Squarespace. Making a website may sound like an impossible task to most of us, but Squarespace makes it easy for everyone. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time. All in one place, all on your terms.
They're now offering Squarespace Blueprint, which is their new guided system that allows you to completely personalize your website. You can choose from professionally curated layouts to build your unique presence from the ground up. And their SEO tools help launch your website and help you get discovered fast.
Squarespace makes it easy to connect your social accounts to your website, which helps you grow credibility where you need it. Sellers can also sync their product catalog direction with your socials to reach more customers and streamline the purchase process.
Squarespace allows you to measure your online performance with website and seller analytics. You can get insights on top traffic sources and learn where to focus engagement. It's all the data you need to scale your brand or business.
Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/BNC to save 10% off your purchase, your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/BNC to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
And my pants fell down while I was walking to the laser tattoo place.
Why?
Because they're so loose.
Was it windy?
Because these are bagging my new poppy set.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful set.
It's a gorgeous set.
Yeah.
But the pants are like sagging so low on me, and they fell to my knees.
Who cares?
No one.
It's so nice out. Sometimes it's nice to just get a little breeze on your cooter.
Yeah. No, and I have always said that, yeah. How's your day been?
Mine's been bad, too.
Really?
But for no reason. I'm just, like, in a kind of... I'm just in a kind of, like, sad mood.
Oh, no. Why are you sad?
It's hard to say. But first thing that happened, I took Max on a walk this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was walking, this person was walking right in front of me with a bucket. And dumped out... like a bunch of poop like, from the bucket.
And oh, it was his poop bucket?
Yeah, but he dumped it like into someone's... Yeah, it was his poop bucket. So that was like the first thing. And then I went to get a coffee. And then I started thinking, I'm like, at least like as that coffee began to kick into my body, I was like, at least I get to, you know, I can go home and I don't have to use a poop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like something I'm thankful for.
And it wasn't your front yard.
Mm-mm. My neighbor's.
I wonder if the poop that I stepped in around your apartment was human. We'll never know.
Mm-mm. I wonder what happened to those shoes.
Me too.
How was your weekend? Wait.
It's Friday.
I'm so confused because I kind of had like a weekend in the middle of the week.
I haven't seen you in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. How have you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm slow. Because I had a big trip this
week. You've been... Oh, my God. You've been so many places since I've last seen you.
Mm-hmm.
How was Phoenix? Let's start there.
Phoenix... We talked about Phoenix. Oh. Phoenix was amazing.
How was Aspen?
Aspen was great.
You're being so low-key about it, but you've been wanting to go on a brand trip so bad, and you finally did, and you're not saying anything.
I'm just so exhausted from it, but it was such a blast. I went with Fora.
Okay.
Which
remember
like 3 weeks ago I told you guys how I was like, I keep going on these trips and I don't know how what to do in these places, and then I just like go to a dive bar, like I go on a hike and mm-hmm. I just like go to a dive bar and like it's just whatever. So for a like planned, yes, every dinner was booked, you know, like dinner,
mm-hmm.
like middle of the day, they ski pass with a ski instructor, and I have the worst memory of my entire life. So sorry, hang on. One of the memories that has stuck.
You have the worst memory of your entire life. Period, or like to
no,
like right now.
When I was really young, my parents would always force
memory?
Me to go to a ski instructor when we'd anytime we'd go skiing or anything.
Uh huh.
And I hated it. Does anyone know what I'm talking? The feeling of like you having to be taught this, but it was really just daycare. I realized way later. I was like, I already know how to do this. And every day they left with their friends, And I was with this skin charger and I hated it.
My parents never took me anywhere. Count your blessings.
I'm not using a poop bucket. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just burned into my memory as like a really bad memory. And I can't explain why I just like always got so mad at my parents when they'd leave me with this stranger mm-hmm. all day while I know that they were like all having
right.
fun. But they brought a ski instructor for a booked one for us. And I had that guttural thing where I was like, I don't need help. I know how to do this. But he just was like, I'm just going to come with you guys. And so but then he's like, if you're open to feedback.
You had animosity towards him and you weren't
open to
feedback.
Like inherent animosity. But it was great. So like they do all the extra stuff that you can't do yourself. Like I would not have booked a ski instructor,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then anytime we went to like a dinner, they'd be like, the sommelier would come and be like, do you want to see the wine cellar? Well, and like in the middle, it was so cool. Like everything was like one layer cooler.
Yeah.
So that was great. We skied every day and then we danced and ate. It was great. It was a very awesome experience.
That's great, Connor.
Thank you. That's it though. Like it was also interesting because I go to Colorado,
mm-hmm.
decent amount, but I've never done any of the stuff that they had us do. So that was cool to go to a place I go to.
That's great.
And then have them give us different experiences.
That's great.
Yeah, it was super cool. It was the thing about influencer trips, some influencers are so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
What makes you good at it?
Like they're like always filming and then they do a recap video and they're like, here's what I did. And I'm like, I have a picture of like my friend's hand doing something really weird mm-hmm. at the dinner table, but like there's no food even in the picture, and like
right.
I'm unable to retell my experience, which I think is what they would want out of it.
I think the key is just like get so much B-roll so like you don't have to like put a lot of energy and focus into B-roll, and then once you're like in a good headspace like by yourself, then you can like voice over it maybe.
I don't know. I've never done it. Bad at it.
Yeah.
And I was watching all these people that are just gods at like recap videos and like aesthetic.
Who was on it? And anyone I would know?
Jake Musser came. And Amanda McCants, who you know. And Amanda McCants.
Yeah, Amanda McCants.
Yeah. She is amazing. She's so funny. And she does like POVs, like Newport Beach mom or like Brentwood mom. And
okay, it's like fun.
Yeah.
Love it.
It was a great group.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Like, it's kind of hard to retell. And nothing really out of the ordinary happened.
I'm feeling the same way in terms of the last 3 weeks. So that's good.
Really?
Yep. Can't think of one thing.
Well, we've been meeting like twice a week.
Yeah.
But this is our first time. Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
We haven't been the set in like a month.
Yeah, back in stewed.
Yeah, you know, it always takes us a minute to ease into it.
Yeah, it's a little bit like not comfy. I bet we'll be so good in the bonus. If you guys are not subscribed to Close Friends, I think today might be your day because I'm feeling like nervous, scared. I already hate what I said like 40 seconds ago.
What'd you say?
Just like me trying to recap that trip. And I was like, literally feet turned inward, like shy.
Yeah. No, you were a little shy.
Why am I so withdrawn and scared?
I don't know. Maybe something's in something.
It is.
What is it, Izzy?
Mercury. Is in retrograde.
You know what's so weird, you guys?
When is Mercury not in retrograde?
It's like throughout the whole year. Like it's constantly in a cycle.
It's constantly in a cycle.
Oh, I know it'll make you feel something. I have something that will make you feel something.
Can I really quickly say something about nuclear and retrograde? What's it called?
Mercury.
Nuclear. Can I really quickly say something about nuclear and retrograde?
Of course.
This is the same thing as what is it? Mercury and retrograde.
You are starting to scare the literal shit out of me.
So the other day, someone was like, your watch is on the wrong hand when I wear a watch. I always put it on my right hand, and I guess like you're supposed to put it on your left. I like to do this with my dominant hand, check the time. Right. Oh, what time is it? My watch is never set, so it doesn't matter, but I do like to look at it every now and then. And they were like, it's on the wrong side. So I moved my bracelets over to my right hand. I put my watch on my left hand. I had the worst day of my entire life, and I'm blaming it on that. I moved them back. I'll never do that again.
Okay. That's good to know. It's good to blame it on something. Here, this is what's going to make you feel something. You know when you hear like a TikTok sound from 2020 and it's just like the most intense feeling?
Mm-hmm.
I found one that I hadn't heard in so long that really took me for a whirl.
Is it?
Yes. You want to hear it?
No. Yes, I do.
Okay.
No way. That's so.
That's freakish.
Hit me.
I'm trying. I can't find it. Oh, here it is.
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, we're gonna take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode. Liquid IV. What are some ordinary things that bring me joy? Let me rattle them off. Well, riding my bike through the night air.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, jumping into the salty sea.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a big part of my summer this summer because I'm gonna grow my hair back out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And the ocean water really helps with that. Yeah. So that's an ordinary thing that brings me extraordinary joy. And with that summer feeling running wild, you need hydration that keeps up with every moment.
A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration extraordinary. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Personally, my favorite flavor is green grape because it's so refreshing and hydrating.
This is green grape right here.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
No, and it's so easy and convenient.
Thank you.
I have Liquid IVs like any little crevice you can find. My car, the bottom of my backpack. Every tote bag has at least one Liquid IV in it at the bottom. And that's by design. I like to have them on my person at all times. Even like in my doc kit with my toothbrush, toothpaste, Liquid IV.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a must have for your summer activities.
Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America because it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Tear, pour, live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
Every packet has 8 vitamins and nutrients. They're non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. And they also contain no artificial colors or sweeteners. You can try their 4 delicious sugar-free flavors, white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime.
Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BNC at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BNC at liquidiv.com. Oh, why'd it cut off then?
Oh, that's a shorter version.
Sorry, here, it's originally this llama, remember?
Yeah. I'm like remembering the dance too.
Let's just do this for the next 40 minutes.
What's it from?
Just this video of a llama. Is it a language?
I don't know. Who cares?
There's characters on it that I don't recognize. Meepa? Oh, here's the original. The original video was the llama, but in more of a red shade.
It does not get old.
No, it literally doesn't. Meow, meow, meow.
Here we go. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, okay, my God. When they cut it off. Oh, remember, because it was from, originally it was from a commercial. It's in a different language that I don't know. It was from like a honey commercial and it was bees swarming around and it's a different, listen. Meal pops. Meal pops, clum, clum, clum. Yum, yum, yum.
Whoa, is it in English? Is that English?
Wait. What was that? Russian?
It's
in Russian.
Whistle out.
It's in Russian, but also English at the same time.
Meal pops, yum, yum, yum is English. I hate to break it to everyone. Okay.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay.
How would you spell all that?
Meal pops?
No, that.
Zoom, zoom, zoom?
No, that one. The one that's not meal pops. The one that, forget you ever heard meal pops. The first time you heard it, how would you spell
meal
all
pause,
that?
Like M-E-P-A-Z.
Z-U-Z-U-Z-U-Z-U.
Z-H-U.
Oh, you're putting an H in there?
Zhu, zhu, zhu. Yeah.
Oh, cause, okay. Yeah. Mickey Pops. Yum, yum, yum.
Did you hear about the... Yes, you probably have. This is going to be such old news by the time it comes out. The earthquake in New York City this morning?
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen.
No, it's not. I'm confused. I lived over there for so long. I never had an earthquake.
What are you doing here? Earthquake in New York City?
Yeah, what happened? It had to be some sort of...
You never claimed to be a geology podcast.
Because something has to happen to trigger an earthquake. You know what's... You don't just get earthquakes, right? It has to be some sort of...
The tectonic plates.
Oh, I thought maybe like something in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was in Jersey, though. It's so funny how everything that happens in Jersey, New York's like, no, it happened. It's here. The World Cup. Like any concert that happens is always in New Jersey. They're like, we're coming to New York City.
Everything is legal in New Jersey.
What? What'd you say?
I'm sorry. Nothing.
What was that?
It was a Hamilton quote. Oh.
Did they have New Jersey back in Hamilton's day?
Yeah, it's one of the original colonies.
What is original Jersey? What is old Jersey? Where's that?
There isn't an old Jersey.
What do you think Jersey came from?
Jersey? Like the name Jersey? I don't know. What came first, New Jersey or sports Jersey?
Who's to say? It's impossible to say.
Probably. I don't think there were sports jerseys in the time of the original New Jersey.
It was a colony. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, this might be our the dumbest we've ever been. I'm really like trying to turn my brain.
We're rusty. That's not our fault.
Earthquakes are a result of pressure released in the form of seismic waves from fault lines. Yeah.
Tectonic plate.
I was getting there.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, an earthquake is based on a tectonic plate, and New York is sitting on a lazy plate.
Right.
Which is good. Meaning we do not have many earthquakes, but there are other things that happen. Too much rain or drought.
That's what I'm saying. Like something prompts it. Like it doesn't just randomly start twerking.
Long periods of flooding can cause water levels to rise, leading to landslides. Those slides can lubricate faults and may account
lubricate
for...
Lubricate in quotes.
Lubricate faults. Weird. So it can rain and then you just get an earthquake? So they were lubricated.
Oh, because it's been raining so much.
Yeah. That's a real bummer.
Yeah.
That rain causes earthquakes.
It is.
I just think that like, if I was in New York and I felt the earthquake, I'd be like, there's a subway. I feel like anytime I'm in New York, it's always shaking.
I always think there's an earthquake. So it's like the times there have been earthquakes, everything is as normal.
Did anyone die? Really?
Yeah, they did?
No.
Oh.
It was only 4.8.
What are the
ones that we experience usually?
Like, also 4.8, right?
Yeah. Oh. Fives.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's one that's like, when does it start to get dangerous, really dangerous?
7, I say with no information. 6.7, okay. The Northridge earthquake.
What's that?
But it killed a bunch of people?
Yeah, that was a really bad one in L.A.
In L.A.? Oh.
Northridge, but it affected L.A. That's really bad.
Whoa, where was that? In Japan?
And that's what caused like the tsunamis.
I keep getting, I don't know how it's possible, but on TikTok I'm getting videos of that tsunami in Japan. Mm. Of like...
Me too.
But how could someone live and tell the tale? Literally the wave like coming right at them. How did we get that footage? That person would be dead,
I watched
right?
that documentary every time it's made available.
It's a documentary?
The Boxing Day.
Oh, I didn't know about it.
I think it was like a her tsunami that like came in and there's a bunch of people that lived.
Like lived like, and they were close to the shoreline?
Being swept away and they grabbed onto like a tree or something.
You know, my toxic trait is thinking that I would have no problem.
Sweep me away.
Tsunami.
But it's not like that. It's not in that way at all.
But I learned from your lifeguard friend that saved my life. Like, don't you just like swim to the bottom?
This is just like such a long, Boxing Day tsunami. There it is. The way that I can't remember how I got here today, but I can remember Boxing Day tsunami, this thing that I don't even remember. It's like a heavy, heavy wave of water, right. But then it doesn't stop. So like you can't.
But it must pass like the main wave.
Yeah, but it's
swim to the bottom during the main wave.
But you're
gonna get But don't you kind of avoid the current at the bottom?
But all, when you're in the ocean, it's just like, okay, there's sand. When you're swept away on a tsunami, it's like, oh, is that a fire hydrant that I'm being swept up against?
Right.
You know, it's like, there's obstacles.
I see
in the
what
way.
You're saying.
Yeah.
About the obstacle.
And then you're being
course.
Swept kind of in a way that's not natural. And then there's like a car next to you that's on top of your body.
Mm. Yeah, that's that.
Adds to,
that adds,
adds some
an
factors.
Element.
Yeah. I don't know. That I don't know.
No, me neither.
I'm surprised there's not more tsunamis. There, I said it.
Yeah, there should be as many tsunamis as there are earthquakes.
No.
No, I'm not saying there should. Like, I want that. I'm saying.
No, I know your heart. I know. I meant.
I'm
like,
saying, like, wouldn't any earthquake? Start a tsunami off?
I meant like Europe, European. No, like
we.
This is a gorgeous day. No, like that's what I meant.
What? Wait, what did you? What? Where are we talking? About?
You said shouldn't there be as many tsunamis as earthquakes? And I said no. Like I was agreeing with you.
Oh, sorry. My bad for not knowing no means I'm agreeing with you. Oh, my God.
It's a gorgeous day, no?
That's we've got to move saying. On from science today because it's not a good look.
Okay.
Mia Pops.
This is episode. Can we just call this episode brain rot? I'm serious.
No, I 150.
Well, Lynn, let's do some stuff that's topical right now.
Okay, that's fine.
We can talk about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Just absolutely killing the game. I didn't realize, so
her and Ryan have separated and she was spotted with her ex-fiance, which I didn't know she had. I was like, when did she have the time? In prison. He was another prison sourced fiance via letters.
So he wasn't in jail?
No, he wrote to her, as did Ryan. But she says they're not actually together, even though they just got matching tattoos. And she says they're not together. And she's actually going to go ahead and start undergoing some cosmetic surgery.
I saw that. She's getting a nose job.
I don't think she specified what she's getting.
I think it was rhinoplasty.
Oh.
How do they know who he is?
Because he was, like, publicly her ex-fiancé.
What? She was... How was anything public information?
Because everyone knew about Gypsy.
I know, but...
I'm sure it was in one of her documentaries.
Oh. Okay, so she's had...
But she told Ryan, I was looking at this earlier today, she told Ryan that when they were going to get married, that she had a dream about her ex-fiancé and that she still loves him.
I thought that was a picture of Gypsy, like, all glammed up, and it was Giselle Buchenwitz.
Where are you seeing that?
It was the beginning of this ad.
Oh.
I'm just like, this is like a crazy track record for any individual being married, split up, back with your ex-fiance. And she had a boyfriend too at some point, right?
Hey guys, this episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is brought to you by Booking.com, Booking.yeah. From relaxing beach resorts to remote mountain cabins, with so many choices across the U.S., you can book whoever you want to be.
Booking.com knows that people and travelers are multifaceted, so they offer a wide breadth of places and accommodations so that you can lean into a different side of yourself depending on where you want to go. Book a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side, or book a five-star hotel to indulge your luxury side. There's so many possibilities.
I'm getting ready to go on a big Euro trip, so I'm going to tap into my new adventurous side and experience new cities.
Yeah.
Yep.
This spring, check out Booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S. Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
The one that killed her mom?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But she's saying she's not with the fiancé. They're just good friends.
I don't think that there's any point in trying to add any sort of intuition or logic behind what she does in the like most recent 2 weeks of her being out of jail.
Yeah,
she probably was reconnecting with people. She probably didn't have any tattoos, probably just wanted to get a tattoo. You could have given her one of yours.
Oh, I would have loved to do that. Yeah, I was gonna say something.
Mm-hmm.
Rewinding.
Do you think when she meets up with all these guys for the first time ever, it's like, you know, when you you're emailing with someone back and forth for a while, and it's like, oh, it's so nice to meet you face to face. Do you think she has that feeling too? You know, when you're like setting up a meeting with like,
well, do they send her like actual pictures of themselves, like hard copies? It's possible she didn't know what any of these guys looked like.
You can send pictures.
That's what I'm saying, but it would have to have been a hard copy. Or unless, no. Does she have, is it email? I don't know. Do you have access to email?
I don't know. But didn't we talk, when we were talking about that thing that happens when you can bring someone in to hook up in jail, was that her?
Yeah.
So she was having, what is it called?
Oh, don't tell me, because I can get it.
Oh, I don't like, tell my me. Brain does not work.
A something, conjugal visit.
Conjugal, yeah. Wasn't she having conjugal visits with these players?
I don't know if she was.
No?
I don't know. We can look it up. Was Gypsy having conjugal visits?
Let's find out all of these, all the ins and outs of Gypsy Rose. This is something that we shouldn't know about someone, you know?
They were not allowed at the prison where Gypsy was serving her sentence.
Wow.
So they had to wait until after for her to get the fire D. Yeah.
So they were together officially for like what, a month?
Wait, they were married, right? They got married when she was in prison to Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they'd never met?
They had met. He went to visit her. They just didn't have conjugal.
They just didn't have sex.
They just didn't conjugate.
Wow, that's love.
That's true love.
That's love. Ryan must have been a poet. Poet. With his words.
Yeah. Okay, that's
what do you
all
think she's gonna do?
Huh?
What do you think? What do you see for Gypsy Rose Blanchard? Because this is all interesting right now, but it'll get old.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think we'll just stop caring.
You don't think she's gonna start like a?
She deleted all of her social media
already.
Yep, it's all gone. It's private, and she deleted all of her followers. She's like 60 followers now.
What is she gonna do? Like, I guess she could. It would get interesting again if she was like, oh, I'm gonna be a bartender actually at this place. And then like that would become like Gypsy Rose's pub. You know?
Gypsy's place?
The Gypsy on Main, you know?
Yeah.
She really should be working with.
Do you think
like
she
a PR
could
firm.
Go back to having a normal job?
I think she could. But I also think that in terms of like marketability, she could brand herself and make herself a brand. Or
I know, but I don't think she wants that because she just deleted everything.
But how is she gonna live?
Just like a normal job.
Well, it's gonna be like, this is Gypsy Rose Blanchard's target, you know?
Well, what if she did like not retail?
Oh, like she's an accountant?
Yeah, something like that. Then it's not like this is Gypsy Rose's firm.
But it might be Blanchard and Sons.
I don't think she's going to become a partner yet.
Why? You don't believe in women?
I don't know. It's not that I think it would take her a long time to get her MBA and stuff. I just don't think we have to worry about it yet.
You don't think women should be partners in accounting firms?
When did I say anything like that?
You didn't have to. Hello,
that's coming
sharks.
From you.
I expected it from Connor.
Yeah, I expected it from Connor, but Brooke should know better.
That's never going to get old to me.
Merch. Brooke should know better. Merch.
Brooke should. I expected more from that woman.
Yeah. Okay. How about the next piece of pop culture?
How about it?
Do you want to do JoJo or Isla Fisher and Sasha B? C.
Let's do Sasha B.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you think the divorce is, they're getting divorced. Do you think the divorce is a direct result of Rebel Wilson saying he put his finger up her butt? Wait, that's what she said, right?
No. Wait, did you say? Who was fingering who?
I think he.
He asked,
he said, put your finger up my butt.
In my butt.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
I think if you wanted a reason to break up with your husband.
It just seems like awfully.
Timely?
Yeah. Awfully timely.
When you look at any picture of Sacha Baron Cohen, it should not come as a surprise that he's asking everyone to put their fingers in his butt. That's obvious to me. Like, this is a man who needs your finger in his butt ASAP, if not faster. All the time.
I'm surprised this is the first thing to come out about him as Rebels.
Well, I think when you have someone like him that has a lot of shock factor, a lot of stuff probably is like, oh, that's just Sasha
right,
B.
Expecting it.
That's just SBC.
Yeah.
Can I it read is what this says?
Please read this. Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
Oh yeah, this is Isla's post about their divorce.
Can we zoom in a little bit? So this is a picture of Isla and SBC
in kind of like in their tennis whites.
And they're it looks like kind of country club vibes. After a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down. What? In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We have always prioritized our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion and our love for our children. We sincerely appreciate your respecting our family's wish for privacy. Why was it like all a tennis metaphor?
I have no idea. If you go into marriage looking at it like a tennis match, it's going to end.
Where one person wins and one person loses.
Yeah.
There's not a tie.
Yeah.
We're finally putting our rackets down.
Yeah, they've been fighting each other. They've been competing against each other
When me and Brooke, in this podcast, we're going to post this same picture looking sexy.
Yeah,
and we're going to say, we're finally putting our pickleball rackets down.
Yeah.
After a short game, because we're both out of breath.
Yeah, we're exhausted. They're exhausted. But yeah, definitely an interesting way to announce your divorce and your tennis whites.
It kind of seems too when she's like, oh, we ended it in 2023. This has nothing to do with the book.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that. I thought it was 2023 right now. Okay.
That was last year.
Then, yeah, good point. Good point.
But it does seem
you've
like
you've got a keen eye for detail.
That's public information too when people get divorced somehow. I don't really understand why that would be public info, but it is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I love Isla. Best of luck to her.
Oh, me too.
Her in Wedding Crashers is like truly one of the best roles of all time.
She's great in everything she's been in, I'm pretty sure.
No.
She's like the same character almost every time, right?
What else is she in? Wedding Crashers?
She's in...
Confessions of a Shopaholic.
She's in that one with that guy, Andy Samberg. What's it called? Hot Rod?
Oh, I've never seen Hot Rod.
Hot take. No one's going to like this. And I know that. And I know I'm alone. I didn't love it. And that's some people's favorite movie.
Oh, definitely maybe.
Definitely maybe.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Oh, she was in Rango.
She was in Rango?
Does that change
Rango anything? I snuck into.
What?
It's rated R, right? Or is it rated PG-13?
No, it's rated R, I'm pretty sure.
No, there's another creature.
Django.
No, I didn't know. It was an alien. I snuck into an alien movie. Paul. Who's Paul? I snuck into Paul.
What? Huh?
You know him?
No, I've never even seen this man. What is this?
I snuck in to see Paul. It was Seth Rogen.
Oh, and Bill Hader.
Yeah.
And Jane Lynch.
It was, yeah.
What? I've never even heard of this movie.
Star-studded event, Paul.
Jason Bateman. Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, it was star-studded.
Whoa. I don't remember
what it's about, but it's an alien.
It's Sigourney Weaver.
Oh my God. Sigourney's everywhere. Sigourney came up yesterday.
Patrick Dempsey.
Connor, when I tell you stacked cast, Paul might have the most stacked cast of all time.
Why have I never heard of Paul?
I don't know.
Wait, is this the movie where Paul is just like a dope ass alien that wants to hang out with Seth Rogen and smoke weed and
stuff? I think, no, Paul is Seth Rogen. No? Paul is Seth Rogen.
Is that Jason Segel too?
No.
Hell no. Huh. Okay, I'll look into this.
Yeah.
You know what's a bummer?
What?
Because I'm looking at this picture of Kristen Wiig right now, that I really didn't like Palm Royale. But like, I just started watching Loot and I watched 6 episodes in one day. Which
is that my Rudolph show?
It's really good.
I haven't seen either, but.
It's really funny.
I can't watch anything besides Drake and Josh. No interest. Oh. Hey guys, we'd like to thank a sponsor of today's episode, MeUndies. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes.
You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago. Pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. Mm-hmm. That's so true. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. And my underwear drawer, I'm always like, why can't I shut it? And I have no socks or underwear. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
100%.
After feeling the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, your other pairs have to go. Because MeUndies is all you're going to reach for.
I got a pair of new MeUndies and they're so sleek and comfortable. I went for a more classic print this time and got the black bikini bottoms. I love lounging around the house in them.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I love my black bikini bottoms. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body.
MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market.
MeUndies' signature fabric is so soft, breathable, and stretchy, making it ideal for all-day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/BNC. That's MeUndies.com/BNC for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Have you noticed this like trope of rich people movies is and TV shows is really like doing really well right now? And started, it feels like it started with Saltburn, but like every show and movie that comes out now is just like has some aspect of like a billionaire in it.
No, I haven't noticed that.
Palm Royale, The Gentleman, like Saltburn vibes, where just like rich people killing time. Because it's an easy trope. It's like, okay, nothing's impossible for this plot because they have unlimited money, cheat code, you know?
Connor, that's how I feel about, it's like, it's almost like a cop out. Like, that's how I feel about fantasy. Because like there are moments when it's like, okay, this character is about to die. Like there's no way that this character is going to get themselves out of the situation with like a fire breathing dragon, like 1 centimeter from their face. And then it's like, wait a minute. I just remembered I have the medallion in my pocket. And this medallion has been said to ward off dragon fire to whoever may possess it with the courage in their heart. Like what? All of a sudden you're bringing up this medallion now?
What?
I've never heard of the medallion before. And all of a sudden it's in your pocket. The second you're facing a fire-breathing dragon, that's how I feel.
Did you, like, you lost a medallion in the wash and yeah. Now you like put on those pants again yeah. And now the medallion's
yeah, it's
in
that
it.
Kind of thing where it's like...
The medallion. No,
it's like, I mean, you don't need...
That's why Riverdale...
To plan things out when you have either like a lot of money or the medallion.
That's why Riverdale had 55 seasons is because they kept...
Anything
being
goes.
Like, oh, by the way, there's now a portal to a different dimension.
Exactly. Anything
and I was
goes.
Like, wait, I thought they were just like in high school.
Yeah.
No.
The Gargoyle Gang.
The Gargoyle Gang.
That's when I stopped watching. I loved Riverdale. And then the second that the Gargoyles came, I tapped out.
That whole cast, like, you know that meme of like the yeah. Shackles? Like, that's them when they yeah. ended Riverdale. Yeah. I feel like, you know who I don't love?
I'm scared.
Mark Consuela.
Who is... The guy from Love Kelly is Blind, Ripa's, season one?
Kelly Ripa's
oh, husband. Oh.
Is that his name?
I know. Hiram Lodge.
Yeah.
I don't have any sort of feelings for him. I remember nothing. Never mind.
I don't know why he rubs me the wrong way, but every time I see
Kelly
him.
Kelly rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, both of them. Yeah. Yikes.
I remember when she did her... day what I eat in a day
wasn't it
and it was like a single
almonds?
Piece of kelp
yeah oh
yeah
I like that we're whispering that we don't like these two into yeah. the mics
yeah
I do wish them the best
obviously but yeah I agree I for me it's her more than him I don't really
they've not done anything to me
no They've been together forever, though. So, I mean, there's something must be going right. Can we?
That looks like Mimi.
You're
Connelly.
She's just blonde.
Yeah.
Is he an actor?
Yeah. He's Hiram Lodge in Riverdale.
No, I know that. Actually, you know what he was on? There was this show that my mom used to watch with Kelly Ripa and that other woman, Heather something. It's completely irrelevant, but it was like back in like the early 2000s and he played Kelly Ripa's husband in it.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were married on TV too.
Method acting.
In the early 2000s.
Well, they're still married on TV because they do Live with Kelly and Mark.
It's Live with Kelly and Mark now? Ooh, I had no idea.
He's a Nepo hubby.
Do you watch Good Morning America ever?
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with it.
Those ladies know how
Hoda?
To...
That's someone
Hoda,
I'd like
Hoda
to
Engine, they know how to have a good morning.
No, they are morning people through and through.
Hi, Hoda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Dream guest.
I think Hoda.
No, that's what I just said. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Did you know that Jenna, it's Jenna Bush, and she's George Bush's daughter?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but she's like, isn't she a liberal?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool when that happens.
She just seems really sweet. Jenna Bush Hager, yeah.
I don't know anything about her.
My
really.
Favorite thing is the way that they talk about the most pointless stuff. Guys, today we are trying out these new napkins in the studio, and we are so excited. Hoda.
But when someone's passionate about something, yeah. It comes through, and you can feel it. And
Hoda, hold up your napkin. Hold up your napkin, Hoda. Hoda. Guys, this napkin, is it not the best? That's kind of how they...
No, it is. Everything is exciting.
And everyone's like, yeah, that napkin! Yeah.
I was watching in
we
Florida.
We want the napkin to run for president.
Connor, Seth Meyers was on.
Yeah.
With Mike Birbiglia. And then also they brought out the author, or they had a Fourth Wing related announcement. I was like, this is everything I love in Good Morning America.
Well, they know what they're doing.
But it's like, why aren't we talking about Good Morning America more? Like, I'm wanting to set my alarm for it now.
Oh, if you have...
I would get cable.
Hulu or YouTube TV, you can watch it every day.
I just canceled my YouTube TV after a year and a half of never opening it.
Well, it's $70 a month.
I know.
So, no, I almost feel like, I'm like, ugh, I got to turn on YouTube TV today so I can get my money's worth.
That is something that I bought to watch SNL Live once when the 1975 was on, and then it just sat there uncanceled for over a year.
I use it for live TV a lot.
What do you watch on live TV?
Football.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. I got it for the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And then...
How much football have you watched since?
A lot. I watched the Super Bowl this year.
So just the Super Bowls?
So far.
Yep. Do you want to talk about JoJo Siwa or not really?
What do you have to say about JoJo Siwa?
Not much, except for, like, she's brilliant.
The girl...
talking about her. Everyone's talking about her. Everyone's listening to the song.
Yeah. I saw something this morning. This girl popped up on my page.
God, yeah.
And what?
Yeah.
So sorry.
You haven't seen that?
Are these two of the people from one of your books?
No, they don't have wings, man.
Well, they might find them in their pocket in a second.
Yeah. They could be retractable. Yeah.
Some girl came out and said, like, I wrote this song in 2020, and it's word for word the same song.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
But my understanding is that, like, she released it, but no one told her who was going to release it. And so the OG girl that wrote the song is like, going to also release this same song because I wrote it and I performed it.
Oh, okay.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people at her thing. Is she dressed up like my costume?
Like your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Kiss Man.
Yeah, Gene Simmons?
Brooke.
Yeah.
Good job.
You know, I get confused between Gene Simmons and the guy.
Ozzy Osbourne.
No. The guy, just from a name perspective. The bald guy that looks like Pop-Up that's in the movie with Miles Teller.
J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons, yeah. Oh. Pull him up. Doesn't this look like Pop-Up? I smile whenever I see him.
Yeah.
I guess he's just bald.
Love this man.
Yeah. I get confused between him and Gene Simmons.
J.K. Simmons is ripped.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons is ripped, no?
No, J.K. Simmons is ripped. No?
No.
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 Yeah. Ah. No.
Ah, no.
You know that... Did I ever tell you about my deaf French teacher? My French teacher was deaf. Like, completely. Like, not even, like, a little bit of hearing. And... love her. She was like a member of my family, that woman. And but we all spoke, like my whole French class spoke with her in specific inflection. And then we did a French exchange program. So we had like, we got partners and they came to stay with us. And then we went to France. They could not understand one word of our specific dialect.
Yeah.
Just due to the specifics of it.
That's hard, and I don't know what to say.
So now I'm going to France, and I wouldn't dare open my mouth.
Well, if you just do a lot of this, like that sounds French.
Yeah, but it's just like what the French. It's just all ruined.
I had a French calculus teacher too.
What? A deaf calculus teacher or a French
Just
one?
French.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't understand anything. And especially when you're learning a subject that's like hard, like calculus, French too. But I genuinely was having trouble and I could not, I was like, I don't know what that is. And she was like trying to say like Pythagorean's theorem and it was in French. Pythagorean's theorem already sounds French. But then when you say it with an accent, impossible. That's the teacher that like passed me after my twice time taking her class. And she just passed me to go move forward with engineering degree. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what is
this? This college?
Like, yeah. Like if I would have got my engineering degree and built a bridge and it collapsed, like that would be her fault. Cause I didn't get my equation right.
Yeah.
No. Equation. I could have drawn my equation.
Probably what I sound like in French.
I don't know a single damn word in French.
I don't either anymore.
Croissant.
But I was too scared to open my mouth. Tell me something that you've never told anyone else.
Okay. I actually have something.
Really?
Yeah. This morning, I was about to make a coffee. I haven't been in my house for a long time. And I was making a coffee. And I look at my coffee reservoir. Growing a green aquatic plant in the water reservoir.
Mine's also got a green hue to it.
Dump that thing out right now. I implore everyone to clean your coffee mm-hmm. pot reservoir, the thing that like is a reservoir mm-hmm. on your coffee pot, and clean it and scrub it. Oh my gosh! Obviously clean it, but sometimes you need a little bit of a wake up call.
Yeah. I'll do that. Thank you. But tell me something real. Like that goes back.
Do you hear my first memory?
Yeah.
Okay. It was on a boat. Glass bottom boat in Guam. That's all I remember.
What? Any other details?
Mm-mm.
We could do a cognitive interview like they do in Criminal Minds. I could take you back to the space. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Put yourself in the glass aquatic boat.
I'm there.
Is there a breeze?
Mm-mm, it's enclosed.
What does it smell like?
The salty sea.
Who's around you?
Some.
Are you hearing anyone's voices?
In sandals. I'm hearing one loud voice.
Whose is it? Open your eyes.
No, I think.
Open your eyes. Whose is it?
It's Izzy.
That's the unsub for you.
And you know what the voice is saying?
What?
You should do a cover of that and for real release it.
What if I asked Cody to help me?
Yeah. You should. And he could rap.
Yeah.
Or that could be the chorus and he could just go in and like in between and do like a rap.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be really good. Brooke, I would literally be like dropping it so low, shaking my ass.
Meal Pass is one of like the greatest things that has come out of TikTok.
No, but coming from Brooke and Cody with a beat, I would literally be like, like in the club shaking my ass.
I want to go so bad. I'll contact him. I also need to contact him about my app.
You do?
Mm-hmm, I do.
There's nothing Cody loves more than making an app.
I know. And a sick beat.
Oh, I didn't tell anyone that he made that song that we said a long time ago.
Yeah, he asked why you had played it yet.
Oh, yeah, I want to play it. So remember when I said a while back that we needed to make a God Gave Me You by Wobbledy Wobbledy Wop remix. Cody just like randomly sent me a file.
It's so good.
Ready?
Yeah.
I got girlies that make that shit look like the grotto. Are you wasting? Do you want to grind? So good.
You really do have an ear because it works. What is that behind you?
No, that's not funny at all. No, 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 no. No, no, no.
I swear I had nothing to do with it. I swear I had nothing to do with it.
Who did this? Was it Patrick Johnson?
Just have a sip.
No, I can't. I'm changing my ways.
I don't drink anymore, I swear.
I know, I heard.
I didn't tell anyone.
Really?
I don't think so.
Well, do you want to talk about it?
I just like don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I wake up feeling sick.
Me too.
Are you going out tonight?
No.
Me neither.
I leave for Santa Cruz in the morning.
Oh, how fun.
I'm really excited. Santa Cruz has been, and Ventura have both been outspoken excited to go to the shows.
My gosh. The teacher that I used to work with at my last job, who was truly like the greatest woman in the world, her daughter lives in Santa Cruz, and she texted me a picture of you, of your name up on the marquee?
Yeah.
On the marquee.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She's going to be there.
How exciting.
She's the best.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled for just like an angel.
Okay. I'll keep my eyes peeled for an angel in the crowd.
You'll know her when you see her.
And then next week is Chicago and Nash. Hold on.
Hold on to me tight.
And then next week is Chicago and Nashville. Let's go.
When are you leaving? On the plane?
I'm leaving on the plane in the morning.
What morning?
Tomorrow morning for Santa Cruz.
Oh, Santa Cruz is a flight?
It's like San Diego.
Oh.
And then...
No, San Diego's a 1.5 hour drive.
I'm sorry, San Francisco.
Oh.
And then Ventura, I fly back on Sunday to LA and then drive 1.5 hours to Ventura.
I feel like someone could have planned this better.
Yeah, for sure. I cannot believe I'm planning it. I'm the worst planner in the world, and there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things at stake.
Yeah.
But then I get home. I'm going to try to get home Sunday night, but if not, I get home Monday, and then I leave Tuesday morning for Chicago. And then I don't come back till Friday next week.
Are you okay?
Tour life. Tour life.
Do you feel affected by tour life?
Yeah. I hate... Remember how much I loved hotels?
Yeah.
I fucking hate hotels
that
now.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know...
Besides the hotel I stayed in Aspen this weekend, which was the... It was so refreshing. Thank you, Fora, one more time. Because it was like the nicest hotel I've ever stayed at. And they sent me a brownie when I got there and then a bottle of wine at night.
Every night you got a bottle of wine?
No. I actually forgot to open it.
Oh.
So it's still there.
Oh, a brownie sounds good right now.
I will say, too, when you're traveling in Europe, I would, not sponsored, check out Fora because they...
Oh, they're only in Europe?
No, but they do any country. And they, like, will book everything and plan everything for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a travel advisors.
Got it.
It's cool. But it's always someone that, like, is, look, yeah, very cool.
Well, I actually don't have 1 cent to my name after taxes.
I know. I have to do that.
I have negative cents to my name.
I know. This is cheaper, I think. And when you're spending a lot of money to go on a trip, I guess like do it right.
I booked a one-way back from London today. Guess how much
I don't even want to know.
Guess how much the cheapest one-way flight back from Heathrow I could find.
How much?
$1,700.
No, that's impossible.
I swear.
Why don't you book it to like New York?
Because I didn't want to. Is that not the most insane thing you've ever heard in your life, though?
Yeah, I would literally not do that. I would stay in London.
I can't.
Yeah.
I have to get back.
I know.
To my daughter and my job.
I know.
But.
That's how I feel with Max. Max,
I mean,
not,
I didn't spend.
Know me.
I used only miles, so I didn't. I'm not out of
That's
pocket.
That's the one good thing about tours. I'm going to have so many miles.
Yeah, I'm not out of pocket $1,700. But I'm out of miles.
I might meet you just to meet you in the Heathrow Airport
yeah,
and then
come.
Fly back.
That would be fun.
I will never fly again after this tour.
I get that.
Except that I'm adding fall dates next week.
I'm like not minding flying recently. I fell asleep on the way home from Florida for 5 hours from like 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m.
That's lovely.
Or no, sorry.
I'm
just not those times.
So sorry that I just realized, you know who we should check in on? Remember all those Jewish tunnels? Do you think they're okay with the earthquake? The Jewish tunnels in New York?
I think they closed them up.
I don't think they did.
I think they did.
Okay.
Because they were illegal.
You're not going to want to be underground during an earthquake.
No, I wouldn't think so.
They were illegal?
Yeah, tunnels aren't legal.
Why are tunnels illegal? People have
If a citizen, if a civilian is building a tunnel to get around under the earth.
Oh my God, I thought that we could build any tunnel we want here in this land.
You don't have the clearance.
I don't have tunnel clearance.
You do not have tunnel clearance.
Do you want to know what made me think of that?
What?
Is
that looks like a kippah?
It looks like a yarmulke.
Yeah.
My little dog hat.
Mom told me to start wearing a yarmulke in the hot tub because my scalp was getting burnt.
A yarmulke as a tool.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's a little blasphemous, probably.
Not if you were also praying.
Well, I'm not. I'm reading fairy smut.
That's blasphemous.
It's fine if I'm not wearing religious garb.
Yeah. Well, you were soaking?
In the tub, yeah.
Well, I posted.
Cat came to soak in the tub.
I saw that.
Yeah.
What a cool collab.
It was a fun collab.
I posted on my story on Instagram to mixed reviews, noticeably. Not what you're thinking. That I was soaking so hard in my parents' hot tub that, that I felt like a student at BYU.
Yeah.
Mixed reviews.
Were there Mormons in your DM?
Lots.
And they were upset.
Yes.
Have you seen those videos where it's like that guy is interviewing students at BYU?
Yeah.
And they're like, would you rather kill a puppy with your bare hands or have a sip of wine? And they'd rather kill the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal.
Never said it wasn't. I will never kill a puppy. I've said that before.
Yeah.
I'm always saying that. But hey, you do you, Mark Jacobs. What else was I going to say? Oh, crap. Oh, there's a lot of like post BYU students too that were like, this is funny. We didn't do that though. And I was like, okay. Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Billie Eilish added everybody to her close friends? Everybody on Instagram?
How was that possible? I thought she just put the green circle.
No, she has tunnel clearance.
Yeah, that's someone who has tunnel clearance. Wait, I don't think I've even followed Billie.
I don't.
Let me look.
I'm going to look too. I'll see you on our close friends here in a second.
Okay, 1 second.
What's her name?
Billie Eilish. I guess she doesn't have a story up.
Oh, she doesn't have a story up. Should I DM her and say, am I on your... Oh, I can't even DM her.
No.
She's not following anyone.
Wait, Evan's on the story.
Oh, you're on.
We don't... Oh, maybe because we don't follow her?
Follow the woman.
She put all of her followers on it. Let me see if
what I'm
happens
on.
If I follow her. And just like that, I'm on. And it's a picture of a door. Unfollow. Wobbledy 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 wobble. Do you think we could mash up wobbledy wobbledy in America?
Hang on, let me unfollow Billie Eilish. Yeah, I do think so. I think anything is possible, seriously.
Okay, ready?
Okay, go ahead.
You're doing wobbledy.
Yeah.
A meal pop, zoo.
No, hang on, do that again.
A meal pop, zoo, zoo, zoo. Zoo, zoo, zoo.
Wobbledy, wobbledy, wop. No, we can't. It doesn't work.
Meow.
Let me see if I have any other mashups really quickly in my phone. Because I always put some mashups in here.
Yeah.
Mashup. Come on, mashup. I know you're in here.
Have you tried searching mashup?
I tried searching mashup. I don't have any.
All right.
I'm finally feeling funny, like at the end of this podcast.
Okay, well, let's head on to the bonus.
Okay.
And
all right, y'all, we're going over to our close friend's story, which you're all added to if you pay for it and join. Please come over to tmgstudios.tv, find the Brooke and Connor tier, or whatever suits you fancy.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That would be special. Please, right now, like the ASPCA.
Yeah.
Commercial right now, you could help two children in need, Brooke and Connor. We really want the YouTube plaque, damn it. We're at 62,000 subs. I would love to hit, if we could just, all we're asking is for 40,000 of you to click
subscribe. You get
subscribe.
The plaque if you get 100,000?
Yes. My oh my God. My heart just skipped a schvetz.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, we'll see you in the bonus.
Bye guys.
This week on Close Friends.
Mid comes from, like right in the middle.
Yeah, 100%.
Of the spectrum.
You want the good news or bad news first?
Bad. I would love a breast implant to just like have it and to fidget with.
Why are we not doing breast implants as fidget toys? Some people think you die.
Who?
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.